The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, another day in business paradise, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Brian Tingliff. He is with College Nannies and Sitters and Tutors. This is a franchise that is newly formed here in the metro, and we'll talk a little bit about what it is that he does and what he did before he was doing College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. Welcome, Brian Tingliff.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate being here.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
We had a brief conversation on the phone the other day about what this is, but we're going to get there in just a moment. What did you do before you decided to take on a franchise opportunity?
I was in higher education, working with college students for 19 years. So it was a natural fit.
It was a natural fit. College Nannies. Yeah, okay, I get it.
It fits.
And so you decided to get back into the, to get into this. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what it is that College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors do. I've got an idea. It's pretty much right there. Right?
It says it right there in the title. Yeah, we're all about helping folks who need care for their children. And we talk everything from cradle to college. So we're all about building stronger families. When I was researching the franchise, I knew I really wanted something that had some really strong values. Uh-huh. And the core values of this company are can do, results matter, and leave it better. And that's in reference to families. So okay. It's very much about being very upbeat, helping to solve family needs. And so it's all about building stronger families.
All right. So where's the franchise based out of? Where did all this start?
Minneapolis. Right, it's a great story. The guy who started this company was a college student himself who was a hockey player who got injured, wasn't able to play one season. Reading the college newspaper, there was an ad for a Manny with hockey experience.
A Manny with hockey? Now, there you go.
It was a double take. He decided, what's that all about? Yeah. He checked on it. It was two college professors, not from his college, who were looking for someone to care for their sons, and they had a specific life goal that they wanted those boys to play hockey at Ivy League schools.
Wow.
They were 8 and 10 at the time. So he took them to their practices and made sure they got fed and helped interpret what the coach was saying to them because he was sitting through all their practices.
Sure.
And checked back in with them 10 years later after the franchise was up and running. Both boys were going to Ivy League schools playing hockey.
Playing hockey. See?
The family goal was to get there, and it's all about role models. So our nannies and our sitters and our tutors are role models. They're people that are intending to help families and children specifically on their way to adulthood.
All right. So what's your target market for this? Who would be a good fit?
Well, we talk about families who have challenges but maybe don't have a lot of local connections. Mm. So they're folks who can afford premium care. We're all about premium. And it's folks who maybe don't have the local family, they don't have the mom and dad, or it's the sitter when they need a sitter on short notice. We have the ability through an app that we have called My Sitter. Once they're brought into the program, they're actually able to see our pool of their employee nannies and sitters. Unlike some other providers, we actually employ them.
You're not contracting with these people. These are your employees.
These are my employees.
Wow.
And so they're available through an app so that they can see when they're available, when their hours are.
And I suspect that there's extreme vetting going on for all of these people.
Oh, absolutely. So we do background checks. We do reference checks. We do ongoing training. Their CPR and first aid experience. So we've got folks who are ready to do the job. It's the best part about this, because I'm a college administrator in my background, is the chance to work with college kids. And I have got some recent graduates and some college students who are just exceptional. I've got a student studying social work. I've got a nursing student. I have a music therapist, a master's degree music therapist, who wants to spend time with kids. She has a day job where she spends a lot of time with kids, but she wants to help and do that in the evening. I have a wealth management person who was going to be a math teacher and decided not to do it. She went into wealth management, and she still wants to work with kids. So we get some really quality people who want to be nannies and sitters.
And when we talk about the nanny aspect of this, we'll take one of these at a time. So
sure. The
nanny aspect, is this is not necessarily live in, is it?
Come to the house.
To the house at different times of the day? Okay.
Yeah, we say finding the perfect nanny for your family is our passion and our promise.
All right.
So we're really about premium care. So we're going to find you a quality person. We're going to role model match you with the person that's right for your family. So we really do go in and want to understand the family's dynamic, what they're trying to accomplish with their children, and make a good fit.
So rather than take a chance on, dare I say, Craigslist.
No, yeah. I don't besmirch any of those other organizations. Why, it's not my job.
Rather than take a chance, here you've got vetted individuals who will match your family.
Right. And in the case of a nanny, you'd actually get a chance to interview them I hire them.
I'm sure.
And then once I hire them, they're my employee. So I take care of the performance evaluations, but I seek the input of the family
and
along
you
the way.
Pay the taxes and
I take care of taxes and the background check and all that's taken care of by me.
You know, there are some politicians out there that probably should have had your services at one time or another.
No comment.
I understand, but I'm just saying, you know, that kind of has caught several individuals over the years. We're talking with Brian Tingliff, ladies and gentlemen, of College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. So let's talk about the nanny role again, just for a moment. So, what kind of things do they do? They other than take folks to the hockey games. So, you know, what does a nanny do?
A nanny does well. That's part of that interview process. Determine what
they need.
What are their goals? Results matter is one of our core values. So, it's really about finding out what the family needs. If it's very young children, it may be helping the 2-year-old play better with the 4-year-old.
Okay, sure.
When they're a little bit older, maybe it's making sure they get to their summer swim lessons and learn how to do the, you know, freestyle.
I imagine, Brian, that sometimes these kids could really, they'd build a relationship with nannies.
And that's why the term is role model. We really talk about them as role models because and that's what I'm seeing in the people I'm hiring. They want to be a role model. They've seen that exposure of having an impact on kids' lives, and they want to keep doing it.
Interesting.
So they really do have a love.
All right. Then we pass by the nannies thing. We get into the sitters. This is short-term utilization.
Right, hourly.
So that somebody's going to the play or whatever's going on, and they need somebody of reputable background.
Right.
They call you, or they go to the app.
Right. We always say you're always ready for a sitter. Mm-hmm. So you never have to say no to a chance to go out or to attend a work function or to take your wife on a date. For a date night, because we've always got somebody available.
Yeah.
And so once you've gone through that screening process, just like with the nanny situation, we still want to know what your family goals are in the case of that sitter experience. Now, it's going to be a lot shorter time, but that doesn't mean you still don't have expectations about getting to bed or not being on the computer, but doing a game instead of. So we're going to make sure that sitter knows that expectation in advance. And it's also all posted on the website. So as the families are brought into the website, the sitters can see a brief bio of the family
and
they ever walk to the door. They know how many kids there are and what time bedtime is and do they need to brush their teeth at a certain time.
So they got
detailed.
It all down.
That's all there.
No guessing.
And if you want to keep using the same sitter, that's completely appropriate too. So if you want to reschedule Sally because she did such a great job, that's not a problem.
Wow. Brian Tingliff, ladies and gentlemen, College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors. And I suspect the last area is on tutoring.
It is.
Which we're about to talk about. So what does that mean? I mean, say they need help in reading or spelling or math?
We talk about cradle to college. So the folks that we're helping with the tutoring program would be folks that are planning to go to college. So it's middle school, high school. It tends to be the obvious ones are the math and the sciences, but it can also be the ACT prep.
Okay.
It can be writing essays, which is part of the SAT, some of those kinds of things. So it can be everything from, you know, study skills at the middle school level. In many cases, and it's also always one-on-one. This is not group instruction. This is one-on-one, and we call it backpack tutoring. So that semester, if Spanish 2 is the bugaboo that's causing you to have your grades drop, dropping grades is not good if you're planning to go to college.
Right.
So, and you need 6 or 8 weeks before that semester ends to get your grade up, we're going to find you a Spanish 2 teacher. Even if I don't have one, I'm going to recruit and find one so that we can get you through the rest of that semester. So it may only be, you know, 6 months of engagement with college tutors, but that doesn't mean that's not an important 6 or 8 weeks.
We've talked a lot, Brian, about the abilities that your employees have. What about your clients or the people that are utilizing your services, how do they qualify? You must have some kind of a qualifying arrangement with them. I mean, this is a phone call and say, hey, we'd like. So there's got to be some more legwork to this.
First step is a phone call.
Yeah.
And after that, then it's a family placement discussion. So I come to the house,
sure.
Sit down, answer questions, get information from them. make sure we understand the full picture of what the family's trying to accomplish, and then sign on the dotted line for an agreement to use services and get started.
And how long have you been doing this now?
We just started in this spring, so I'm a brand new franchisor.
You are brand new. Are there any others in the Des Moines Metro?
I'm the only one in Iowa.
You're the only one in Iowa.
Nearest franchise would be Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
Or Minneapolis. Corporate headquarters is in Minneapolis. And there's quite a few Minneapolis-based shops. So, yeah, I'm the Midwestern model.
And this is a good time for this, too, because things have, you know, we're past the recession, so to speak, and people can utilize services like this and kind of keep some things together. So you hit it at a good time, would think.
Yeah, I really feel that way. And it's amazing to me the level of the folks I've been able to hire. They are some really strong candidates out there who are happy to help families be successful.
You know, that is really the best news that any of us could have heard. I mean, because, you know, we hear all this stuff about, you know, lazy, you know, they don't want to do, don't care, all that other kind of stuff. But that's not the case. We have, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we'll have an intern from Tarot International in office, in studio, and we're going to be talking about young people in college and training and all those other kinds of things. And it really does give you great hope.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. His name is Brian Tingliff, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner of College Nannies, Sitters, and Tutors, a brand new business here in the greater Des Moines Metro and the only one in Iowa. And we have all of the link information that will be up on the radio blog so you can find out more about what his business is. And I see that you're on Twitter as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good man. Good man. We will have to shout out. All right. Thanks so very much for doing this.
Thanks very much, Michael. Appreciate
Brian Tingliff, ladies and gentlemen. New business in town. We always like to visit about these new startups and things that are going on, and we're grateful that we made the connection with Brian. All right, we've got to step aside for just a bit, find out what happened today on Wall Street. It started out as a pretty good day. Did it finish that way? We'll tell you all the numbers when we come back.
Back porch, cricket in the dark, Mississippi moonshine, firefly sparks. I'll be on the vine, clinging like a lover. Every little strand just wrapped around the other end. Don't think I don't feel that. Sneaking your hand up the small of my back. Daddy's at the bar, mama's up.